Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, the Emerging Artist Showcase with host Joe Buchanan. The Emerging Artist Showcase features new and exciting voices in Jewish rock. This show is brought to you by the Gladys K. Crown Foundation of St. Louis, Missouri. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio in the Emerging Artist Showcase.
Howdy, folks. This is Joe Buchanan, and if you were looking for the Emerging Artist Showcase, well, you found it right here on Jewish Rock Radio, and this is our 18th episode. I know, it's great. So for today's show, we're going to continue counting down the summer prep with the Summer Mix Volume 2. We've got an interview with Jamie Marks, new music from Rob Aronson, tunes from Josh Cohen, We Are the Northern Lights, and so much more. So take a moment to take a moment with us. We got good tunes and good times coming your way. Let's get to it. So we're going to light things up with Rob Aronson, who just released his brand new album, Let Us Sing. More than a songwriter, Rob's a prayer leader, an educator, and just one heck of a fella. Here he is with Oseh Shalom on the official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio. That was Oseh Shalom from Let Us Sing. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. Holy Sister Lucy Greenbaum has a voice like quiet summer days, and this song is what I like to call the business. It feels so good, it feels just right, and I know it's going to put a smile on your face. This is Lucy Greenbaum with Yihiyu Leratzon. That was Yihiyu Leratzon from Lucy Greenbaum. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. All right, folks, we're going to get down a little bit with some Saul K. I'm going to play you a song called Two Wolves. It's about the struggle that we're all familiar with, the Yetzir Hara and the Yetzir HaTov, right? The good intention, the bad intention. And it really takes into account the American folk version of the tale about two wolves being inside each of us and the struggle there, right? Which one's stronger? What's the one that we feed? This is Two Wolves from Saul K.
Yetzer HaTov, he's faithful and obeys. You know he's always so well behaved. You can bet your last dollar that he will never stray. Sometimes I wake up so hungry, I can't eat, I can't sleep, you know the bad wolf kept me up all night. Now my eyes are red and grazed in the morning light. There are two wolves inside of me. One tries to tempt me and the other one believes. There are two wolves inside of me. the bad wolf's been on a bend, scaring my family and friends. You know we friends all on their knees, and he won't be satisfied until everybody leaves. There are two wolves inside of me. One tries to tempt me and the other one believes. There are two wolves inside of me. So be careful now, cause I'm not bending your knee.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation of St. Louis, Missouri, for generously underwriting this episode of the Emerging Artists Showcase. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, y'all. This is Joe Buchanan. You're listening to the Emerging Artists Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. And today, we're getting set for smiles with a set of sweet songs steeped in summertime sunshine. It's the Summertime Mix, Volume 2, right here on the show. Do you need a little healing? Well, we got you covered. With his own take on Anna Elna, here's Jacob Spike Krause with A Little Bit More.
Rafanala For the one who sows in tears, who is overwhelmed by fear, who thinks it's easier to keep it inside. For the one who feels alone, for the bruised and broken soul, however you're hurting, the trick is the learning to take it all in stride. I know it's not much, but I'm sending my love, so you know I'm by your side. All she needs is a little bit, all she needs is a little bit. All we need is a little bit more to heal the soul we're praying for. Broken bones, and the ones from broken homes, who spend their whole lives watching from the outside. For everyone in need, for this world in which we breathe, Yimaleh rachamim el hacholim uvizman kariv vayishlach mehera refuah shleima min hashamayim. All we need is a little bit, all we need is a little bit. Is a little bit more to heal the world we're living for.
Rafanala, and we refine our love, refine our love. El na
refine our love, refine our love. Can we refine our love, refine our love? Will I refine our love, refine our love?
That was a little bit more from the album Shake Off the Dust. I'm Joe Buchanan. You are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. He's a cantor, composer, songwriter, and solid fella. We've got cantor Jamie Marks on the line with us right now. Cantor Marks, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm so excited to have you here. I've been playing your album. I've been listening to your music. It takes me back to all the things that I love about several different genres of rock music. And I can't wait to not only hear about that, but really to hear about what's going on with you and where this all came from. How did your Jewish songwriting start for you?
Well, I really wanted to... I always felt like I was a songwriter at heart, even as a kid and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was in cantorial school and started playing around with composition and songwriting. I had the great pleasure of meeting Debbie Friedman when she was teaching at the school before she passed. And she was very encouraging with all those efforts. And the rock stuff came actually a little bit later on in the process. I was actually at a Green Day concert at Madison Square Garden with my wife. Nice. And I'm a huge Green Day fan. I mean, I love them. And I had this realization in the middle of the show. Now, Madison Square Garden seats like 21,000 people. And Green Day is not a new band. Like, they filled that place. And everyone there knew all the words to all the songs. And it was so intense an environment. And so much fun. And I thought, oh my God, I'm at a Shabbat service and I didn't know it.
Right.
It was incredible. So everyone knows all the words. Everyone knows all the melodies. Everyone's focused. Everyone's joyful. And it's all strangers, essentially, other than who you might have walked in the door with.
Right.
It was the ideal Shabbat service. It's the service that rabbis and cantors and service leaders everywhere pray for. That, like, you get there and people are in it. They're excited. They know the words. They know the tunes. You're like, this is the best. And I really wondered, actually, what would it be like if we were focused on God instead of focused on, you know, Green Day?
Right.
But had the same kind of music. I mean, this is the music I grew up with. I grew up with Guns N' Roses and Metallica and Stone Temple Pilots and Faith No More and Pearl Jam. And I think that those bands and the hard rock style have an ability to communicate something very important and special about the human experience.
Yeah.
And that's something that I wanted to bring out in our prayers, because on Shabbat, we often sing songs about peace, about calm, about sadness, you know, hope. But we don't really address all the other emotions that we find in our liturgy. I mean, we sing songs that talk about anger, about awe. Sometimes we feel frustration and confusion. And all of those pieces of the human experience are there in our prayer book also. But we don't always treat them as songwriters, as worship leaders. We gloss over them and stick to the nice parts. We stick to the sweet stuff. You know, you got to have the hope. You got to have the joy as well. Absolutely. But I think there's something to be said for addressing the whole range of human experience in music, in Jewish music. And I think rock does that.
Absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. You know, that every band that you named, I still listen to their music on a pretty regular basis. And my son was just introduced to, I don't know why it took me so long, you know, bands like Pearl Jam and Green Day and Guns N' Roses. I'm a huge Guns N' Roses fan. And awesome. I think your comment about connecting emotionally to that music, that it's rock music is very emotive music. And the feeling of, you know, being at a Green Day concert, being like being at a Shabbat, you know, evening service, is just right on the money. I could not agree more. And you really dialed into it in this album. There's a song on here called These Things Will Happen, and I've been playing that in repeat. It's actually on several of my personal playlists. We've played it once on the show before. Can you tell me a little bit? Oh no, my pleasure. It's a great tune. Can you tell me a little bit about that song? Kind of like what drove the concept for that song, and really where did it come from?
I wrote that song 2 years ago at Songleader Bootcamp, actually.
Nice.
It was part of a. It came out of a text study on Ecclesiastes. Mm-hmm. Chapter 3 is that famous part where it says, to everything there is a time, a season for every purpose under heaven. And then it says, you know, a time to live and a time to die and so on and so forth. And personally, at that time, I was wrestling with the death of a colleague who died very young and very suddenly. And it wasn't someone that I was close with. I mean, we were in school together, but you know, we weren't really like close friends or anything like that. But I was really struck by her passing and how unfair it felt that she died young, left behind a young child and a husband, and it just seemed so cosmically unfair.
Yeah.
And I was reading this text from Ecclesiastes, which says there's a time for everything. And I thought, what a terrible comment to make. Like, you go to your sacred text for comfort. We go to the Bible for comfort.
Right.
And here it's saying, well, yeah, someone you know died young, but there's a point. Sorry you don't know what it is, but this was the time. You know, that's hard. That's very hard to wrestle with. And we all face this tragedy of being mortal. Things happen to us all the time, to everyone, that are unfair and understandable. And it seemed very sad to me that the Torah, or the Bible, I guess, his response is, hey, these things happen.
Right.
And I immediately had that chorus, these things will happen. It's the illusion of control, this idea that we want to hope that we can control everything, that we can determine our own fate. But in truth, we don't. We have no control at all, right, almost. And as I continued to study the text, I noticed that about, I don't know, 10, 11 verses later, there's a line that gives us a little hope. And it says, "Vila'asot tov b'chayav," so do good with your life, basically is what it says. And I thought, oh my God, that's it. That the Bible is saying, look, things are going to happen to you that you have no control over, that are going to be awful. Like, things are just going to suck, but you have a choice about what you're going to do with the rest of your time. And your choice is, or our advice is, do good with your life. Do the best you can, because we're all facing this fundamental fact of being mortal and having things decay and break down around us and sometimes within us. And you can choose to acknowledge that every human is facing that same thing. You can choose to help others and to give back and to face this fundamental, I don't know, fact of the universe together in solidarity and find comfort and hope in that. That should be our response. And that's where that song came from. I mean, and it really wrote itself. It's, you know, it happens from time to time where a song just pours out. And that one was almost in its final form within a half hour.
It's amazing. It's such a great tune. And that's a great story too. And a tough thing to struggle with. I appreciate you writing that song. It's been, like I said, it's been on my personal playlists and the ones I recommend to folks, and also on the show here. And I think it's a great message. And I'm very, very thankful that you wrote it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us about what's next for you. Like, what's going on? This album's out. The music's out there in the world. What's coming up for you and what's going on in your world?
So I am laying the groundwork for album number two. My first album, In Pursuit, was a 6-track record, and I want to do a full-length album next. I'm actually right now in the middle of a Juicer campaign, a crowdfunding campaign to help raise the funds for that album. It's going to be called Restless Heart, and I'm really excited. I've got a lot of new songs on there that essentially have the same message. I think it's, someone said that there's everyone's got one Torah to teach, one sermon to give, and mine is this idea that the life is really challenging. Being alive is hard, and so we should try to face it together. And so my songs are taking our traditional texts and twisting them a little bit, using rock to bring out the layers of complexity that sometimes we find. So, for example, one song that will be on the record is a setting of Ritze. And Ritze comes out of the Friday night service liturgy. And the first line says, God, accept our prayers with love. And I thought about this and wondered, what do we sing? What do we do with this prayer when you're worried that God's not going to answer your prayer? Or maybe you don't think God answers prayers at all.
Right.
And so I wrote a Ritze about demanding God answer me, about the feeling of, you know, talking to myself and rather than being in communication with the divine. And because I think that's something that we all face. And I think it's okay that sometimes we bring our hopes and prayers and joy to God, and sometimes we bring our frustration and our anger and our confusion to God.
Right on. Right on. Well, we can't wait. I'm super excited to hear all the new stuff. So I can't wait to hear the new music. I can't wait to see you again and actually get to hang out in person and talk. And I would love to attend a Shabbat service of yours sometime. And I would love to see you in concert as well. And folks, I want to thank Cantor Marks for joining us here on the show. Cantor Marks, thank you for all that you do. Thanks for all that you bring to the world and to the Jewish world and to the music world. Thanks for all you are, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Al. It was really a great pleasure to be here.
Here is Jamie Marks with These Things Will Happen.
Shamayim.
That was These Things Will Happen from the album In Pursuit. I'm Joe Buchanan. You're listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. Whatever your plans are this summer, remember this is the time we got, so gather up where you can and get together. This is Lior Ben-Hur right here on Jewish Rock Radio with Hine.
How good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity. שבטחים ואחיות שרק רוצים לחיות להיות להבות התקוות בעיניים פתוחות בידיים אוהבות ומקבלות ובידיעה שכולנו משפחה באמונה שתוכלו יש מקום גדול לאהבה כשהמים זורמים הם אותנו מובילים מרומים מצבעים כי מה שלי הוא מה שחזוי דרך חדשה כשהשמש עולה על כולנו מהירה אז עוד שנייה הנה זה בא כמו הנשמה נשמה נשימה אני מבקש, כך ניתן מצב רוח לעלות ונתייאש כשהשן עליי דוהר, בוער, אני לא מהר, לא סופר על העבר מבטר, מרגיש את הרגע, פוגע במציאות, נוגע שופע לא גורע ותמיד יודע שאם לא נפחד הראש יתחדד, לא ניפרד, נתאחד כי מה שלי הוא מה שחזוי דרך חדשה כשהשמש עולה על כולנו מהירה אז עם הפחד בצד שבת אחים ואחיות מאוחד for brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity. How good and how pleasant it is for
four brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity. I'm putting out prayers and it is for brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity. I'm putting out prayers and it is for brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity. I'm putting out prayers and it is for brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to come together in peace and in unity.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation of St. Louis, Missouri, for generously underwriting this episode of the Emerging Artists Showcase. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
The official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. This is Joe Buchanan. You're listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. And today, we're getting ready for smiles with a set of sweet songs steeped in summertime sunshine. It's the Summertime Mix, Volume 2, right here on the show. Let's get back to it. Folks, if you've ever had the pleasure of meeting Josh Cohen, just the mention of his name puts a smile on your face. He's a song leader, a songwriter, emerging artist, an incredibly kind soul, and his collection of Shabbat music and more is available everywhere. This track also features another emerging artist, Mr. Rob Aronson. Here's Romemu from Josh Cohen on the official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
Romemu, Romemu, Adonai Eloheinu, Veishtachavu, Veishtachavu, Lechar Kosho. Romemu, Romemu, Adonai Eloheinu, Veishtachavu, Veishtachavu, Lechar Kosho. Ki kadosh, Adonai Eloheinu. Ki kadosh, ki kadosh, Adonai Eloheinu. Romemu, Romemu, Adonai Eloheinu. Veishtachavu, Veishtachavu, Lehar Kodsho. Romemu, Romemu, Adonai Eloheinu. Veishtachavu, Veishtachavu, Lehar Kodsho. Ki kadosh, Adonai Eloheinu. Romemu, Romemu, Adonai Eloheinu. Veishtachavu, Veishtachavu, Lehar Kodsho. Romemu, Romemu, Adonai Eloheinu. Veishtachavu, Veishtachavu, Lehar Kodsho. Thank you.
That was Romemu from Josh Cohen. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. We are the Northern Lights as the team of Sheldon and Hadar, and I can't think of a better duo to close out today's show. Sheldon's also the host of the Jewish Songwriter Podcast, where he interviews artists about their inspiration and more. Make sure you check that out everywhere great podcasts stream, and settle back as we put the top down and let in the goodness with Sunshine from We Are the Northern Lights.
Why do you wait for the clouds to repaint the blue sky? Wasting your days on what might be while life passes by. Come out and play, it's a beautiful day. Put your hand in mine. Why do you stare up at night and see only the dark? What if you let in the light falling down from the stars? Don't be afraid when the moon fades away, I'll be by your side. Cause I'm gonna make the sunshine, gonna make the sunshine, gonna make the sunshine so bright. I'm gonna make the sunshine, gonna make the sunshine, gonna make the sunshine so bright. Starts to dim. Try as I might, I just can't get the light from within. If silver turns gray, will you show me your brave? And then I'll let you in. But I need you to say, I'm gonna make the sunshine, gonna make the sunshine, gonna make the sunshine so bright. I'm gonna make the sunshine, gonna make the sunshine, gonna make the sunshine so bright.
Sunshine from the album Now or Never. I'm Joe Buchanan, and you are listening to the Emerging Artist Showcase right here on Jewish Rock Radio. Well, folks, we've reached the end of another show, our 18th show, as a matter of fact. I'm super excited. It's been a huge honor to be doing this program and to be streaming wherever you happen to be listening to Jewish Rock Radio, whether that's on your phone or in the car. Maybe that's on the app. If you don't have the app, go ahead and download it because it's awesome. So wherever you listen to the show, thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your holy time, and thanks for hanging out. I hope these tunes put a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Remember that you can stream the last episode of the Emerging Artist Showcase and learn more about the artists featured on the show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. So that's it for us. Be good to each other, tread gently in the lives of others, and remember to sing. Stay tuned right here to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.